Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you as always. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. And as you know, I'm very glad you're here because we got some important work to do here. We're going to do it with our new friend, Kathy Perry. Kathy is an author. She's a co-author of a book called Stepping Stones to Success, who just happened to be co-authored by also none less than Jack Canfield and Deepak Chopra. She is a coach, a speaker, and she's a social media expert. And as you heard me say in the previous segment, social media, have you heard of that? Kathy Perry, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Jim. I'm delighted to be here.
We're glad you're here. Social media, you know, it seems like we've heard of that, Kathy. Refresh our memory a little bit.
Well, you know, a lot of people may not even realize, but social media is the number one activity on the Internet now.
Imagine that. That's no big surprise.
No, not a big surprise at all. And when you look at the statistics, it's unbelievable the millions of people who are online. But yeah. One statistic that I think is so revealing is 54% of all U.S. Internet users are on Facebook.
Yeah, that's incredible.
Incredible.
Think about the disruptive influence that has on television, on radio, on newspaper, on magazine. How about family?
Yep.
How about a lot of things? As you know, I think Kathy, my audience knows, is that I consider myself to be a social media heretic. And a heretic is a true believer who doesn't like the status quo. And so what I was saying was what I like to say is that social media, which is a term I don't even like, by the way, Kathy, I prefer building online customer communities, which is not easy to say, so we use social media. But anyway, social media is a craze, but it's not a fad. It's not going to go away like a fad does.
No,
but it is a craze, and when I say it's a craze, what I mean by that is there's probably more of it going on than is really necessary. What do you think?
Well, always. The thing is, it has changed the way we communicate. So many people have switched into a communication style of using social media that it's something that businesses have to pay attention to.
Yeah.
And it totally has given the small business an open door to level the playing field against big corporations, I believe.
Well, there's no question about it. In fact, in 1998, Kathy, I predicted that the 21st century would be the century of the entrepreneur before I knew anything about social media. And social media, as it's called, has basically turned that idea into a prophecy because it is the thing that is going to leveling the playing field for small business, and it's creating environments, it's creating relationship possibilities that
Absolutely.
Small businesses are infinitely better at than big businesses.
Yes, and actually, social media is about connecting with the customer and creating a relationship, and that's really what people want. And now we have choices on who we want to do business with. And the small business person, it looks just like a big company online.
That's right.
You can't tell the difference.
But here's the thing, though, Kathy, and I think you'd agree with me. Very soon, like maybe in about 3 minutes or maybe in 3 years, I don't know when, you know, more and more big businesses are going to wish they're going to try to start looking more like me and you. You know, until a couple of years ago, what you said about, you know, we look like big companies, that was a desire, that was an aspiration. Now we may want to go the other way. I've actually had big companies, Kathy, whom I've advised about how to work with small businesses. I've actually had them to ask me, do small business owners mind being called small businesses? And I've said, no, that's a badge of honor for us. And social media, in my opinion, is making that even more so. What do you think?
I agree. And, you know, with social media, there is no barrier to entry. So it's no cost. They can, people can access a global market today, so that's not limiting them. And you can build relationships with anyone that you're trying to get to. And, you know, when traditional media had some very high costs of entry, mm-hmm. and you couldn't reach the right person, now you can find them online and create a relationship with them to have them trust you so you can be a trusted advisor.
But back to my idea about there might be too much of it going on, or at least in terms of business, connections that are not relevant, that are not... That are a little bit far removed from the ROI mm-hmm. process. Right. Social media for a lot of small business owners, the person who has to make sure the payroll gets made on Friday, social media, and this is the part where my heresy is trying, when my heresy is trying to serve, what do we do about that? How do we help small business owners and their organizations employ social media so that it accomplishes what customers want, but it doesn't get out of hand to the point where it's unproductive? Talk to us about that.
Well, you have to have a laser-focused strategy for social media to be successful in your business, and that's really what I coach on and help my business clients with, because if you are just blasting out and you don't have a plan and you don't know where your target market is, mm-hmm. then I agree with you. It is wasting your time. And so I am all about putting together a strategy that makes sense for that business.
But there's a voice there, isn't there? I mean, there's a voice required for social media that can't be like marketing messages, can it?
No,
it has to be in another voice, doesn't it?
It has to be the personal voice and the culture of that business, absolutely.
Right.
But it's really more, and that's not difficult. I think that's the easy part. The difficult part most businesses have is they just don't know where to begin. They don't know how do they reach the right audience, and mm-hmm. that's part of the planning and the strategy.
And that's why we have people like Kathy Perry, ladies and gentlemen, the co-author of Stepping Stones to Success. She and I will be right back after these messages. We're going to get some more of her pearls of wisdom. She's going to cast some more of her pearls of wisdom before us and teach us some more about how to be successful with social media. Folks, you got to do it. You just got to do it. Get over, you know, if you're concerned about it, do it. Do it the right way. Kathy's going to help us. 20 after. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. Lots of important stuff there that will help you with your small business, including our Brain Trust members, who over probably about 1,500 of those folks there, it's the smartest and most important small business community in the world. And we've been acquiring them for about 12 and a half years now. And so lots of good stuff there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to take my poll question. That's on the homepage. And also don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. Kathy Perry is with us. She's our new friend. She's a social media marketing expert. She is the co-author of Stepping Stones to Success. Kathy, give us your website. And you said you have a free offer for us.
Yes, I do. Well, my website is kathyperry.com. So very easy to find me.
Kathy with a K.
Yes. Kathy, KathyPerry.com.
All right. And the special offer.
And the special offer is I have a free ebook download called 52 Social Media Tips, and you can get that at www.52socialmediatips.com.
All right. We appreciate that. And that's all free.
Yes, it is.
Thank you very much for that. So, folks, check that out. Talk to us a little bit about some of those tips, Kathy.
Well,
help. You know, we got some small business owners out there right now who are struggling. And we don't, they don't, may not know if they're struggling because the local economy is bad, the national economy is bad, or maybe they just can't get out of their own way and come into the 21st century. So if it's the second example, well, either regardless of the example, well, social media, could social media help them?
Absolutely. And, you know, a lot of people, a lot of small businesses who have brick and mortar businesses don't even realize that Google has what's called local places or Google Maps, that they can have their business listed for free so people can find them in the maps. That's one of the first things that I look at when
search,
I look at a business.
Local search is one of the most powerful parts of this, including social media. You know, Kathy, one statistic I've seen in the last year or so showed that 50% of small businesses don't have a website. That's preposterous, isn't it?
That is preposterous because everyone goes online to check for where is the business, how do I reach them, who's in my market that I want to call on.
I'm walking down the street. I'm looking for a restaurant. I mean, we have a GPS. Our phone has a GPS capability on Google Maps. It knows where I am if I ask it to find out where I am, and it'll help me find a restaurant nearby or whatever I'm looking for nearby.
Absolutely. And so knowing that people are looking online to find your business, you have to have a presence, number one. They have to be able to find you, number two. And number three, if you want to market to them, you need to know where they hang out. And not everyone has the same audience. Mm-hmm. So you have to know your target market, and you have to know where they are in social media. And that's really the key to making it work for your business.
And isn't part of social media also letting customers communicate with you and leave comments on their experience with you? Because that person walking down the street, as we were saying, are looking for you, as you indicated, when they find you, they're going to scroll down a little bit and see what your customers are thinking.
Absolutely.
And isn't that part? And that's part of social media, isn't it?
It is. And not only that, everyone online is in a social community, is asking their friends and asking their followers, who do you know that does this? So when you're, I just moved recently and I went on Facebook and asked all my friends, who do you recommend as a moving company?
Right.
So I got lots of excellent
do's and don'ts.
Yeah, actually referrals that people said, I had an excellent experience with this company. And so I called them because I want to take that referral, and that happens all the time in social media. So if you're not playing there, if you're not having an experience there where you're communicating with people where they think of you, then you kind of miss out on some of those opportunities.
Well, and of course, for time in memoriam, businesses have desired word of mouth advertising. We like that.
Absolutely.
We like referrals. Well, that's what all Kathy was saying is that's 21st century word of mouth.
It is. Absolutely. Social media is about the relationship. And everybody wants the drive-through version, and they want to have instant, let me have the instant social media burger, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And it isn't there. You have to create the relationship, and you can't get on there and blast out ads. You have to be a valued resource so people want to do business with you. And that's another big, big key tip is, you know, the first thing you cannot do is blast out your ads on social media because people will.
Oh, yeah. Well, see, if social media is anything, it's about demonstrating your values. Not value, folks, but demonstrating your values. So then you have an opportunity for them to ask you about what value you can give them.
Right. And you want to be a valued resource for them.
Right.
So you help them with education,
right,
or information.
Right.
And so then
as Ivan Meisler says,
I want to deal with.
As Ivan Meisler says, givers gain. Kathy Perry, will you come back another day?
I would love to. Thank you.
Let's get you back again real soon. Kathy Perry, and that's .com, KathyPerry.com. Check it out, folks. I'm going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.